center or something like that. Like Chin Lee's out in the middle of the sticks, nowhere, I guess you could say. I think they should have put it somewhere, you know, near Farmington or Gallup or Flagstaff, some populated area, I guess you could say.
What if we had an American Indian College here in this area?
I think it'd be really great. I think you'll get more students here in Albuquerque to American Indian College than you would at Navajo Community College. I'm off with the idea, I guess.
These next questions are kind of redundant of what we said before, but does a university ignore Indian students after they are admitted, or what should it do to help them more adjust to university life and studies, and should there be a special tutoring program? Should the university do more to ensure that Indian students graduate rather than drop out?
I answered yes to all those questions. I think the university, like a Kiva Club, is really trying to push for this, and I'm all for what Kiva Club is trying to do, you know, trying to push for these tutoring programs and this American Indian Studies program. I think the university should look on the minority groups here on campus more than what they have, and I think the more that they look at us and try to do something for us, which I think they should, I think we won't have as many dropouts or anything like that. I think, really, I think the university has ignored us enough. I think that we ought to shake the people up there a bit, you know, make them realize that we're here, you know. We want an education just like any other people, you know. That I think they really should do something for us.
I know, well, if I ask you, why do you think Indian students drop out? I know it's real generalized, so what is your personal opinion on why?
Why they drop out, geez, there's so many reasons, God, that it's so broad, but I guess it's mostly, I don't know, they're just not suited for it, I guess you could say. It's so different. I mean, it's entirely different. For me, it was, from my viewpoint, you know, it was entirely different than high school back home. And your first year here, too, you're homesick and all, too. You know, you really can't sit down and study. And, like, back home in high school, you really don't study that much. But here in college, you got to concentrate, you know, and you got to study and read. And you got to get into the swing of it. You got to really understand what to do. And I think most first year Indian students here are kind of lost, you know. Like, there's 15,000 students here, and I think most students come from small schools. Like, I came from a school of 250. And coming to a big school, you're just lost, and you don't know what to do, you don't know where to turn to. And I think this is where the university should come in. They should have somebody here that we could turn to, you know. Something that, you know, we could really have something in common, I guess that's what Kiva Club's for, I don't know. But, there's so many reasons why Indian students drop out. It's too many to name, I guess.
On a national level, what do you feel about pan-Indianism or else the national Indian movement?
I think it's a great idea. I think all the Indians here in America and I guess elsewhere in Canada and wherever they are, they should unite, you know, that we're all, you know, fighting for the same thing. I mean, like you say, we were here first, and, you know, we were just kind of pushed around a bit, and I think we're finally awakening to this thing. I think the sooner we get together, I think the better off we'll be. That I don't think one tribe can do anything by itself. I think we all have to stand behind each other and push each other and kind of pat each other on the back, I guess. That I think the sooner we think alike, you know, and move alike, I think we'll be far better off.
To what extent should American Indian student, or I guess student, kind of putting him in a... To what extent should American Indian assimilate or acculturate, or is this the big thing that we're fighting about?
I don't think I understand your question.
How much should a person who's of Indian descent acculturate? I mean, should he just really get into the society and change over, or should he... I mean, does he have to make a balance between this culture and that culture, or does he have to find his own way, or does he go back home?
I think the American Indian today has to play what you could say the white man's role to get ahead. But I think it's really important that he should keep his, you know, his Indian culture and all that. Like, when you come here, you're in two different worlds. You're kind of in the Indian world inside, and you're here in the white man's world, you know, and you're kind of caught in the middle. And most American Indian students don't know where to turn, you know. They're caught right in the middle. And I think if more of them would kind of move a little away from the Indian culture, I think they'll be, I don't know, further along, but they don't have to lose all their identity. I don't know if I'm answering that. Yeah.
Well, is there, I guess that's, is there anything else you'd like to say about, I don't know, what we've been talking about? Any last comments?
Not right off. My throat is dry at the moment. Yeah, to all you honkies, Custer died for your sins.
I want to ask that one last. Who do you think should be the next Navajo tribal chairman?
From my own opinion, I like to see my own uncle as tribal chairman. That's Samuel Bilson. I think he has far better ideas than Ray Menaka had.
What did you think of the Galp ceremonial, or what do you think of Galp ceremonials?
The Galp ceremony, well, I had fun there, like everybody else, you know. I went to the stomp dances and to the rodeos and everything else. But the deal behind it that I read about in the newspaper was that the board, the ceremonial board, I don't know how many members on it, but there's only one Indian on the board. And like we Navajos make up the majority that participate in the ceremony. You know, we have more spectators there and everything else. And yet we don't have a Navajo on the board itself. And I think the big cry about the ceremony is, since we're the biggest supporters of it, the biggest people that take part in it, half of the board members, I should say, should be Navajos. We should be the ones that should be controlling, putting it on, not the Chamber of Commerce and Gallup. Like if the white men are sitting up there, I guess it's just kind of like, I don't know if they'll come out and say, like, they're mocking the American Indians, you know, like they're just making profits out of them for their own selves, you know, that they don't look at it as, you know, a way an American Indian should, you know. I just think that since we're the biggest supporter, like we said, of it, you know, most participants in it, that we should, half of the board, or maybe three-fourths of it, should be Navajo Indians, not somebody that's not a non-Indian.
What do you think about 49s?
49, the idea behind it, I think it's really great. Like, we get all the, well, we try, the Kiva Club tries to get all the American Indian students here involved in something, try to, you know, kind of like have our own group here, you know, but I think 49 achieved this purpose. I think we kind of get the, well, some, not all of them, the American Indian students together, you know, that try to have our own fun, like, we just go up there and do our own thing, I guess. I mean, we have fun up there in our own way. We don't try to be a stereotype white people and try to, you know, have fun like the white kids, you know. Sure, we want to have fun, but we want to have fun in our own way, you know. And I think 49s do this. I mean, we have a lot of fun up there, you know, Indian songs and dancing and whatnot, etc. And I think it's a really great idea. We should have more of them. But like right now we're in a fall. I guess we can't have any. But during second semester, I guess they'll start rolling again.
I'm going to ask you what area you're from and if you speak Navajo.
I'm from Shiprock. Way up in the northwest corner, and I was born here in Albuquerque, and I spent the first 5 years of my life here in Albuquerque. And when my mother and dad finally decided to move back to the reservation, I guess I was around six, and when we moved back, my parents both speak Navajo and English fluently back and forth, and when we moved back home, you know, we entered public schools right off, and there all we spoke was English. And the only time I got in contact with the Navajo language was with my parents. And to this day, you know, I can't speak Navajo fluently, but, you know, what I've learned by myself, you know, listening to my parents, but I think I've learned quite a bit. I mean, I understand it, you know, but I wish I could speak it fluently. But, you know, I can speak a few words, you know. I'm getting better as the days roll along, I guess you could say.
What are your future plans, like when you get out of school, or do you plan to go on?
Well, right now I'm working toward a degree in, you know, composite and social studies in secondary education, and one of these days I hope to teach, and where to teach I don't know. You know, I have this thinking about going to Northern California to teach, I guess. And like everybody here on campus, well, aren't you going back to the reservation and teach? And I kind of think about it, and I like to, in a way, you know, express my views back home, you know, what I think should be done, that I think I have, you know, some views that could be of benefit to our people, and I like to see them get carried through, but like I'm just only one person, and if more of the Navajo youth shared my view, I think we could get things done. But maybe one of these days I'll go back home and teach, but I plan to teach for a while, and then I want to go to law school, though, you know. Here on UNM they have this summer Indian law program, and one of these summers I guess I'll apply for it. Like, I kind of leaning toward it this summer. I think I'll go to it, and if I like it, I'd like to enter it.
Yeah, well, these people are very...
The student that was just interviewed is a third-year student at the university. This is same day, May 5th, I mean, November 5th, and I'm going to interview Navajo freshman from Church Rock, New Mexico. As a freshman here at the university, how do you feel about the university?
It's supposedly a good school, and I feel all right here. When I first came, I was lost, naturally, just like any other freshman. But the thing is, when you get here, they say you only see your advisor twice a year, unless you go on your own. And, like, you really don't even know who your advisor is after your first day. You forget his name and or her name, and you don't know where to go, and when you want help, you know, you just don't know where to go. And, like, you'd like to meet the dean of women, you know, one of these days, but, you know, you probably never will until your second year. And I think if they had a sort of like a, maybe a club or organization that could help freshman students out, you know, to get around, to get acquainted, and to tell them, you know, what's going on around the university, I think the freshmen would feel a lot better.
Is this an orientation type of thing you're talking about?
Yeah, sort of like. And like the Indians, let's say the Kiva Club, I think the freshman students that entered UNM this year got off to a pretty good start, because we met other Indian students right around the first week, and it made us feel at home, and I think it was a lot better from what I hear.
Do you have any other views about, well, what, like, we're trying, the Kiva Club's trying to establish an Indian Center, Tutoring Counseling Service, and American Indian Studies. How do you feel about these?
I think it's really good if only more Indian students would go, you know. And only one-third of the Indian students here. I think there's a little over 100 Indian students here. I don't really know. But I think if more would become more involved with it and find out on their own what's really happening, I think then they would realize that the Indians need to be recognized around the university. Like, nobody doesn't even know there's Indians around until you talk to other students, and it's kind of retarded, you know, because, like, the university is centered right around, you know, the reservation, you might say.
What do you feel about Red Power?
I guess it's good. I don't know. I really don't know that much about Red Power at all.
Do you have any opinions on how Indians can gain more influence in the government?
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know either. On a national level, how can the Indians, I guess, would you say, influence the United States more on what their needs are and what they want or what they can accomplish as American Indians in this country?
When I was a senior in high school, I really didn't know that much about politics until I went up to New York. And there I realized the students were really more involved in politics and things like this. And after a while, I began reading about it. And I think if the Indian students would write to their senators and all this, you know, and let them know that we're around, express our views, because you need to write letters in. You can't just, protests. You do it in one little area, but it doesn't get around nationwide, you know. You have to write to your senators to really let them know what's going on.
You went to your senior year at a school in New York, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you express some of the differences?